What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as you know, this particular article is quite heavy. However, I'm not going to shy away and I'm not going to hold back. Now, this article was sent to me by multi-awesomeness, Jay White, James Jones, and a host of other commenters. You guys made sure I got this one. And this article was published on the 5th of January. Utah father Michael Height terminates wife, five kids, and the monster-in-law in deletion, self-deletion after wife files for divorce. Well, well, well. No-fault divorce and the corrupt family court system destroys yet another family. A 42-year-old Utah man gunned down seven members of his family, including his five children, then turned the gun on himself 2 weeks after his wife had filed for divorce, authorities said. Well, we have the motive. We have the reason as to why he decided to put the mask on. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Officials in Enoch City on Thursday identified the suspected gunman in the deletion / self-deletion as 42-year-old Michael Height, and the victims as his wife, Tasha Height, 40. And as I mentioned before, the kids and the monster-in-law. Also terminated was Tasha Height's mother, 78-year-old Gail Earl, according to a press release from the Enoch City government. Each of the victims appeared to have gunshot wounds. Court records showed wife Tasha had filed for divorce from Michael on December 21st. Quick side note. You guys remember the last HMT that I did for a quick draw, King Jonas, when he deleted his wife? Same thing. She filed for divorce in December, the holiday season. In my humble opinion, one of the worst times to file. However, in my sick, twisted mind, that was intentional on both of these women's parts. Why? Because that was guaranteed to destroy him mentally for the rest of his life. But it was not known immediately why she sought to end their marriage. One can only surmise, however, the fact that he took out the monster-in-law meant she might have been pulling the strings behind the scenes. Police officers were sent to perform a welfare check on the Height family immediately after relatives and friends contacted officials saying that they were worried and had not heard from the victims. Michael Height was listed as an Allstate insurance agent based out of Cedar City, Utah, but a family friend told Fox 13 He had quit his job just days before the slaughter. One must ask why he decided to do that. However, I'm going to go into that among a slew of other things after I finish with this article. Enoch City Manager Rob Dotson said the community was left reeling from the news of the tragedy and that the Heights were well known in the town. My, my, my. Here we are, yet again. We know the motivation as to why he did it. We know this. Divorce. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the family home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, he used a burner. Gotta give him a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 15 because of the sheer amount of press coverage that this is getting. However, I'm going to give you my personal reason as to why so many news outlets have covered this particular story. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give him a 10. However, it would be wrong of me to not give him extra points for taking out the monster-in-law. So I got to give him a 15 for the brutality factor. So Michael, Mad Mike Height, gets a score of 45. Okay, gentlemen, let's go into the most obvious reason why this particular situation is getting so much press coverage. Look at the picture. This looks like the quote unquote prototypical perfect American family. I'm just a messenger. I call it as I see it. They are the quote unquote picture perfect representation of the American family. However, we don't know what was going on behind those closed doors. And it said in the article, they don't know why she filed for divorce. Once again, my humble opinion, the monster-in-law definitely was pulling some strings behind the scene. Now, they also decide to try to make this political. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Oh, we need to curb gun violence and blah, 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 blah. No, how about getting the corrupt family court system under control? Now I know, yes. Yes, this is going to be heavy, what I'm about to say. But as you guys know, I'm not one to hold my tongue. She, the wife, declared war on him. Why do you think he quit his job? Think about it. 4 kids. I'm going to exclude the oldest. 4 kids. Child support. Alimony to the ex-wife. This guy was literally backed into a corner. When she filed those papers, she knew she was going to back him into a corner. That's why he quit his job, because he knew he was not going to be able to keep up with those payments. Yeah. Once she declared war on him, i.e. filed for divorce, the children were going to be used as human shields until the divorce was over and finalized. Then they were going to be turned into what? That's right, gentlemen, living hostages. Come on now. Everything was put into place. Everything. Like I said, more and more men are going to end up taking this route. Now, in a video that I made a very long time on my first channel, when I started my first HMT series, I talked about how so many men deleted themselves because of divorce, that one day, there was going to be men who decided, you know what? I'm not going to delete myself. I'm taking everybody with me. And that day has come to pass. Yeah. Once again, so many men have deleted themselves and they became what? A fart in the wind. Hell, you even had people go so far as to say those men who deleted themselves were cowards who just wanted to get out of their responsibility. Yeah. Yeah. But like I said, there was gonna come a point in time where a guy did something to this magnitude. Love it or not, like it or not, this article right here is a serious wake-up call for a lot of people. It is. The picture-perfect, prototypical American family taken out due to the corrupt family court system that this man knew he was going to end up in. What more can be said? Hopefully, the real message will get out, particularly for women who want to use no-fault divorce and the husbands who are in hostage situations themselves due to being afraid of the family court. Maybe this scenario right here will actually wake a few people up and say, you know what? Maybe we should actually work through our marriage. And ladies, even though I know you're not going to listen, no-fault divorce has destroyed far more women than it's helped, especially in the long run. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And wives around the world, you need to understand this clearly. The power of the family court, the power of the jackboot thugs, the power that you think you have to just say, I'm not happy, and destroy your family via the corrupt family court will go out. Feminism will be nowhere to be found to help you. And once you file those papers, once you declare war on your husband, do not be shocked if he responds in kind and declares war on you. Hey, in war, there is unfortunately collateral damage. And unfortunately, in this war, the kids were that collateral damage. But it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.